T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
EQCO.com. Memphis Barbecue Company, it's located at 709 DeSoto Cove from Memphis. It's easy. Just take 55 south to the Goodman Road exit. Get off, go right. You can see it from the interstate. You can dine in 7 days a week or schedule a pickup order online at MemphisBBQCO.com. That's Memphis Barbecue Company on the web, MemphisBBQCO.com.
At Kroger, fresh groceries are our thing, so we check your delivery order for freshness at every step from farm to store and pick and pack every veggie in your free pickup order with care, because we treat your food the way we'd want ours to be treated. We're fresh every day, so shop anyway. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Restrictions may apply.
And right now, stock up on your favorites during the 10 for 10 sale. Mix and match participating items and get 10 for just $10 with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
Welcome into the Gary Parish Show. It is GP's producer, Bennett Doyle, filling in today. I got Connor Dunning hanging out in studio with me. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. And I hope you're getting through the day best you can. For a lot of football talk today. It is week one of the college football season. Had a bunch of games last night. Bunch to look forward to this weekend. I will talk to USA Today's Dan Wolkin about a bunch of the weekend games coming up in the next segment. Got Jeff Calkins at 5 o'clock. Then we'll eventually do dinner to go and get out of here for a long holiday weekend. But first, I want to start with the news about the Big 12 conference expansion. I got John Martin from the Jason and John Show and the Daily Memphian here in studio with me. And John, first off, thank you for joining me for the second time this week. It's very, very kind of you.
Really, I'm making up for lost time here.
Yeah, so. For sure. Well, we appreciate it as always. Had the report from Brett McMurphy this morning over at the Action Network that BYU, Cincinnati, Houston, and UCF could receive invitations from the Big 12 this month. He also noted that Boise State, Memphis, SMU, and USF were also considered, which thanks for the consideration, I guess. But you had a story posted today at the Daily Memphian where you talked to multiple college administrators from the SEC to the Group of Five, to diagnose why Memphis doesn't seem to get respect in conference realignment scenarios. So I guess my big question for you is, because this is all depressing as hell, I mean, let's just, it is what it is. What are the factors that's limiting Memphis from getting the respect from the Power Five?
I mean, I think the biggest thing, man, when I talk to administrators, you know, it seems to be reputation and perception, which are things that you can't necessarily control. Like, I can't control the way you think about me. I can't control the way other people think about me. And Memphis can't really control how the rest of the country views it. And I think that's not their fault. That's certainly not this current administration's fault. This is stuff that's been, you know, laid down for 20, 25 years. You know, you have to overcome, you know, academic prejudices. You know, I think people probably don't view Memphis as a prestigious academic institution, but they've made a lot of strides. Stuff that people that are listening don't care about, but Memphis is on the verge of being a Carnegie R1 institution. That's a prestigious title. They moved up basically 10 spots in at least one ranking Times of Higher Education yesterday or earlier this week. And you know, they've done everything they can do to shore that up. It's been a real mission for them. On the football, basketball, athletic side, they've made investments, lots of investments, new locker rooms, new facilities, indoor facility for football, Lori Walton for basketball. They pay their coaches really well. You know, they've done, I think, everything that you can humanly ask them to do to put themselves in this position. And unfortunately, I think the forces that are working against them are things they can't control. Perception, audience size, market, viewership. I mean, we know the score at Memphis.
Yeah.
It's not a big fan base, but it's a very, very passionate fan base.
You know, because I heard you guys talking about it on the show earlier, and when you talk about, like, viewership, I mean, Memphis always pops up. You know, when we're talking about, like, the most watched, you know, sporting events every single weekend.
Well, Memphis, Tennessee, 1-2 was the most watched college basketball game ever. At that time.
Yeah.
At that time.
And so,
I think it's since been dethroned.
It couldn't possibly be, like, that there's not eyeballs on this stuff here in Memphis, because that's just not the case. We see the numbers.
Yeah. It's just when you stack it up, right? When you stack it up to Orlando, when you stack it up to Houston's potential, right? When you stack it up to Cincinnati, which is just a bigger market. And I think if you did these things per capita, it would not even be close, right? But you don't make these decisions based on per capita.
Like, I understand the four schools that are getting in. I understand why, and we think this is going to happen. It seems like it's going to happen. Everyone's talking about it. The four schools that are getting into the Big 12, I understand why it's those four schools. I totally get it. Now, what I was arguing yesterday that is annoying, but again, it's not the factor in this happening, is a school like Houston is only getting in there because they're one of the biggest cities in the state of Texas.
Yeah.
And the Big 12 is like, you know, Texas is a big part of the Big 12. Because that fan base does not give a crap about that school. I mean, we've seen it. We've been in a conference with them.
Yep.
They don't show up.
Yep.
They don't care. They've had a basketball team that is historically significant, and they don't support them.
They haven't done anything in football in a while.
Yeah, and I know this is all about
Kevin Sumlin, really.
Exactly. And I know this is all about football. I get it. But, I mean, shoot, Kansas is in the Big 12. Like, you know.
Now, if you blew up college athletics, right, and you just redid a Power 5, then there's a lot of schools that would not, in today's day and age, be a Power 5 school. Memphis, I think, would be. But that's not going to happen. You know, there's not going to be this big dynamite stick taken to college athletics. Maybe someday there will be. I think Memphis fans could hope for that there's going to be enough instability, that there's going to be enough politics, there's going to be enough things just going on in the universe to where one day there's like this big bang and you start over and Memphis gets in. But, I mean, that's not much solace.
A lot's been made about the Liberty Bowl because all of these schools that are getting in have nice stadiums, newer stadiums.
Yeah.
Most of them do. Is that a big factor? Because it's what gets talked about a lot here.
Right.
Because Gary said it forever on this show that Memphis should have always invested in an on-campus stadium.
Right.
And we're all alumni of that school, so, like, of course, I agree with that because I never really get a chance to go back and visit the campus because, like, why would you if your teams aren't playing there? But do you think that is a big factor?
I just, man, to be honest with you, I flew – to Mexico. We went on vacation to Mexico this summer, and we flew out of Houston to get to Mexico. And
yeah.
when we were descending upon Houston, I saw TDECU, TDECU, I don't know what
it is. Which is their newish stadium.
And it was like, it didn't appear to me to be any nicer than the Liberty Bowl.
Yeah.
Like it just looks like a football stadium.
Yeah. I mean,
so I don't think it's about the time.
I don't understand why that would be such a huge deal, especially with the fact that like we had, you know, College Game Day here two seasons ago, and the game was at the Liberty Bowl, and it was on national TV. It was the biggest game of the weekend.
Right.
Like, you know, I don't know what
you don't hear people raving about UCF's football stadium.
Right.
You know, I mean, how new is it? I mean, I know they have, you know, they have nice crowds, and like there is a, I have no problem with UCF getting in. UCF probably deserves to get in. They've
of course,
you know, they've done what they're supposed to do. They have been the bar and the standard to me in the non-power five for the longest.
Yeah.
Boise State was that once upon a time.
Also, that city, Orlando, just, you know, it's like Nashville. You know, everyone's moving there. It's just, it's boomed over the past 10 years. So,
yeah, I mean,
it makes
sense. The UCF, the bounce house, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
I mean, they broke ground on that in 2006.
Yeah.
It's 15 years old. It's not as old as the Liberty Bowl, because nothing is as old as the Liberty Bowl. But, like, still, it's not like they just invested in these brand-new, shiny facilities. They renovate that just like Memphis is trying to renovate the Liberty Bowl. The time to do an on-campus stadium was not now. It was not yesteryear. It was 2000. It was 1999. Mm-hmm. They don't have the money today to do this independently. $250 million is just the starting point. You know, and that's when you're independently funding that, it's very hard to come by at a place like Memphis. So it's just I agree, but the time to do that and the time to get people excited about that is not now. It was 20 plus years ago. That boat was missed. And you have to make the best of your situation. I think Memphis has largely done that.
Okay, so this is looking like it's going to happen. Those four schools are going to go to the Big 12. We'll see what happens with the Big 12's TV deal if they end up striking a new deal with ESPN, like however that goes. So what's next for Memphis, for Memphis's place in the AAC, for the AAC? Like, is the AAC going to be a thing?
Well, the AAC will be a thing. I mean, it's pretty depressing to talk about this, you know?
I know. You guys, I was texting y'all this morning because y'all are checking ECU, and I was like, don't hate on East Carolina. That's going to be like, you're going to be playing them for a conference championship soon.
I mean, it feels like Conference USA, you know, with like 2005.
It's
literally the same conference.
Mm-hmm.
When CUSA got raided for the Big East, and they took Louisville, they took Cincinnati, and I think Marquette for basketball, whatever was left, that's what the AAC is today.
Right.
I mean, it's like legitimately the same. Like, I was talking to an administrator about this yesterday. I was like, who do you think the AAC should replace these three teams with? And do you know what his answers were? Do you really want to know?
I do want to know.
North Texas, UAB, and Marshall.
Oh, boy.
Like, but that's who you're talking about.
Yeah.
I can be, you know, North Texas, Ren Baker, they actually they were in the Sweet 16, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, they won a game. Were they in the Sweet 16? I can't remember.
No, they were.
They did get to the Sweet 16.
I think they did.
Yeah, so there you go. That's sellable. I'll buy that. But you go from North Texas to UAB, and then you go from UAB to, bro, I feel like I'm in a nightmare.
No, it's Conference USA all over again. I do too. It is just, it's a big bummer if this plays out the way it's looking like it's going to play out. And it sucks that it's happening this weekend. Like, with the start of the football season, everyone's excited. You got fans back at the Liberty Bowl. Like, it puts a damper on the whole start of the season, in my opinion, if you're a Memphis football fan. Fine. And I'm still excited about the game tomorrow.
Dude,
like,
I mean, people are having a hard time getting excited about this damn season anyway.
That's fine.
I mean, like, it doesn't help. But, you know, I would just tell people, if you care about, I don't think there is an easier family friendly thing to do in the entire city than take your family to a Memphis football game. You can get tickets for $10.
Agreed. Very,
you know,
cheap. Yep.
It's a great, like, it's a, you, everything you don't have, you can see from anywhere. I know, like, mm-hmm. I sound like I'm selling it, but like, it's true. You can get the whole family of four for $40 into the building, and you're going to be able to, you know, it's a competitive, exciting product. You know, I would just tell people, you know, don't give up. It's tough right now. It seems dark, and it is. Like, you're allowed to grieve. You're allowed to have that moment. But then it's back to business. Then it's back to work because the wheels of college athletics never stop spinning.
And that's my final question for you. Like, what's next for Memphis? Like, do you just keep doing what you're doing and hope that this thing starts changing up again? I mean, it looks like it's starting to finally move at a different pace than it has been the past 10 years expansion. Like, it doesn't seem like this is the end. Like, the Big 12, they got back to 12, and now it's done, and we're stuck with these conferences for the foreseeable future. It seems like other things could happen down the road.
It's never over, Bennett, to be honest with you.
Thank God.
I think there's a real question as to, again, I would rather Memphis be joining what's left of the Big 12.
Me too.
You can at least get $35 million or whatever it's going to be until that grant of rights expires in 2025, and then we'll see what happens. I'd rather get on that gravy train for 4 years and then reevaluate left on the outside looking in. That being said, I think the Pac-12 is eventually going to expand, and I think they're going to take teams from the Big 12. And after that happens, there will be another opening for you. We just never know what the landscape will look like, 4 or 5 years from now. And there's so much imbalance and so much fragility, it feels like, that there will be another chance, and you just have to make sure that you're not caught with your pants down when it presents itself.
Yeah.
And so I think Memphis you're going to have to pick yourself up, dust yourself off, lick your wounds a little bit. It's very disappointing, and in some ways devastating not to get the invite, to be left behind, but you got to keep winning games. You got to keep paying your coaches. You got to keep being successful in investing because the day that you stop doing that, it is over.
Yeah.
So that's, again, it's not like this great war cry, not this great war chant. Let's keep investing. Let's keep investing. But it's the only choice you have.
All right, man. Well, I appreciate you coming on for a few minutes to talk about this. Hopefully. Again, it looks like this is going to happen. It looks like these schools are going to leave the AAC and that the AAC is going to look completely different here in the next couple of years. But hopefully it's not the end of conference expansion and we get to see Memphis be recognized for the program that we all here in the city know that it is. So appreciate you, man.
Let's do 3 appearances next week. What do you think?
I think so. Yeah. I'll holler GP when he gets back from Greece and we'll figure it all out.
Yeah,
we'll hash that out over the long holiday weekend.
I want to do 3 appearances.
I love it. Thank you, man.
Yep.
So there you have it, Connor. It's obviously kind of a bummer right now, but as John noted, college football, it's forever changing these days. So hopefully, if it's not this run of conference expansion, that Memphis is going to be included in the next one because, as an alumni of that school, like I bleed blue. The difference in that university from when I graduated from it and how it is now, which was little over 10 years ago that I graduated from Memphis, it's night and day. Like, that campus looks amazing now. They're putting all the money into the athletic facilities. Like, it's just, Memphis is a big-time program. And, I ain't going to hear otherwise. Memphis is a big-time program. You see it. I mean, you look at College Game Day a few years ago, nationally recognized. Like, everything that's going on with the basketball program. I know this is really about football. That's fine. But this is a big time athletic program, the University of Memphis as a whole, and they deserve better than what they're getting right now.
I totally agree. And you want to talk about, it's different from when you graduated. Like, I graduated just a few years ago, and it's completely different.
Different.
They were starting construction on all those things when I got there. My brother's there now, and like, everything is so much better there. So, it is a bummer, though, because it feels like this is the first time that, like, Tiger football and Tigers basketball have really, really lined up to where we think that they could have a long road of success. So this is a bummer coming, especially with it being opening weekend. But, it's for Tigers fans, I still think that Saturday is going to be a ton of fun. We're going to pack that Liberty Bowl. Those that can tailgate are going to have a ton of fun with it. We're going to win that game. Get off to a positive note after some bummer news.
Yeah, and he's also right. Like, the reputation of Memphis, that is so dated, in my opinion.
It's
like,
way wrong.
Yeah, it just is. Memphis is kind of people look down on this city. They do. We know that. I mean, as Memphians and everything.
Talk about it a lot, especially with this Penny Hardaway stuff and, like, all the positive attention that Penny's been able to bring to the University of Memphis and just Memphis as a city. Like, Memphis is growing as a city. It is becoming better. So this national perception that it's dangerous, you don't want to move there, you can't have a family, all that is wrong. It's the people that actually do their research and try to actually learn what Memphis is and how it's growing and how it's improving, they know what's going on. It bothers me when you get these overhead people that are like, nah, Memphis is exactly like it was 15 years ago. It's like, nah, man, it's completely different.
Yeah, and like, you know, it does put a little bit of a damper on the start of the season, but they are starting their season tomorrow, and hopefully they got a full stadium at the Liberty Bowl for the game against Nicholls State tomorrow. I'll ask Dan Wolkin about it in the next segment. We'll do a quick segment with him, and then we'll do a long four stories because we got a lot to get to today. I don't want to just, you know, stick on this topic the entire day because it's a little depressing. So we'll talk to Dan Wolkin about that in College Football Week 1 coming up next. You're listening to The Gary Parish Show. Bennett Doyle, Connor Dunning in studio today. We are on 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis' sports station. 92.9
ESPN from Odyssey.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue. And this is Gary Parish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, who is a 7-time world champion and the first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. So, yeah, the barbecue is great at Memphis Barbecue Company. That goes without saying. But did you realize Memphis Barbecue Company is way more than just barbecue? They have a full menu for everybody to enjoy. Salads, burgers, sandwiches, fried catfish, grilled salmon, grilled chicken, chicken tenders, incredible smoked wings. I promise you, even if you don't dig barbecue, you'll dig something on the menu, which you can find at memphisbbqco.com. That's memphisbbqco.com. Memphis Barbecue Company, it's located at 709 DeSoto Cove from Memphis. It's easy. Just take 55 south to the Goodman Road exit, get off, go right. You can see it from the interstate. You can dine in 7 days a week or schedule a pickup order online at memphisbbqco.com. That's Memphis Barbecue Company on the web, memphisbbqco.com.
At Kroger, fresh groceries are our thing, so we check your delivery order for freshness at every step from farm to store and pick and pack every veggie in your free pickup order with care, because we treat your food the way we'd want ours to be treated. We're fresh every day, so shop anyway. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Free pickup on orders of $35 or more. Restrictions may apply.
And right now, stock up on your favorites during the 10 for 10 sale. Mix and match participating items and get 10 for just $10 with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is Jeff Calkins, and I've been telling you about Cooper Systems for some time now. It's the place to get any kind of computer you need, and it's the place to go when your computer breaks down or gets one of those pesky viruses. They've been repairing computers, honestly, for decades, and nobody knows that better than this city's best consumer investigative reporter ever, Andy Wise.
Thanks, Jeff. I came to know Cooper Systems when I partnered with Lee and Lauren and their staff on an undercover investigation a couple of years ago on computer repair businesses. Lee's team helped me uncover some pretty bad actors, and they helped me hold these lesser computer repair shops accountable. And for almost 3 decades, Cooper Systems has been solving computer problems honestly and at a fair price. If you want the peace of mind that your computer problem is going to be solved honestly, then there's only one wise choice. That's Cooper Systems.
360-9679 is their phone number. That's 360-9679. Like Andy said, if you want to deal with someone you can trust, then deal with Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park or on the web, coopersystems.com.
And check out their consumer protection credentials at andywisechoices.com.
College football is back, and FanDuel Sportsbook is making Week 1 even more exciting. Right now, all customers get a risk-free bet on any Week 1 game. That's right. Place any Week 1 bet and get a refund and site credit if you don't win. This is Gary Parish, and FanDuel is where I play, because there are so many different ways to bet. It's safe, secure, and easy to use. They have fast payoffs, and all of this is why FanDuel is America's top-rated sportsbook. It's time for you to get involved. So just open the FanDuel Sportsbook app, and if you're new to FanDuel Sportsbook, please sign up with promo code Gary to also get a risk-free bet up to $1,000. That's promo code Gary, G-A-R-Y, on FanDuel Sportsbook, which is an official partner of Odyssey and this station. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund, $10 unless otherwise indicated. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you got a gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Come to the Mid-South Business Expo and Job Fair at the Lander Center Monday, September 13th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Connect with other businesses or even find a job. National, regional, and local exhibitors, recruiters, employers, and more. September 13th, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Lander Center.
I'm Serena Williams. You watch me live on TV.
And I'm that voice from movies you watch on demand. DirecTV Stream brought us together to save the world.
Maybe not save the world, but DirecTV Stream does bring your live and on-demand favorites together.
Your favorites together.
I just said that.
She just said that.
Introducing DirecTV Stream, the best of live TV and on demand with no annual contract. Get your TV together at DirecTV.com.
Requires high-speed internet and compatible device. Content varies by package and location. Restrictions apply.
Church's has a deal made for you or all y'all. Choose your favorite tenders or classic-style chicken and spicy or original with sides and biscuits for everyone. So swing by for Church's Feed 6 starting at $20 deals. Church's, bringing that down-home flavor. Offer valid at participating locations.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
I love my Charmin Super Mega Frozen Charmin. Goes that song, it's TP goes, yeah. Charmin's got six rows in one, lasts forever on my buns. Only Super Mega when I'm cleaning. Charmin's got my booty believing.
Charmin Super Mega Roll is six regular rolls in one. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Hold on. You want me to tell them about Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea in just 30 seconds? This is impossible. Hey, I'm Billy from Twisted Tea. How can I explain that first sip of cold, smooth, real brewed tea? So good! And the extra kick you get from just the right amount of alcohol? The twist of lemon, the... Wait, what? We're almost out of time? Oh, sh**. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Look for the bright yellow cans wherever you buy beer.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
University of Memphis Tigers fans throughout the city of Memphis are in for a sweet treat, or should we say a smooth pour. Old Dominic will be releasing a limited edition bottle of Fueling Station Straight Bourbon Whiskey featuring the hometown team's colors, Tigers blue and gray, on the front and back label. Going into our third year as the official partner of the Memphis Tigers, we knew we wanted to do something special. We bottled two batches of our Fueling Station Straight Bourbon Whiskey specially for this occasion, and dressed up the labels to match the Tigers' iconic uniforms. Fans 21 and older can expect to see these bottles hit shelves in mid-August, just in time for the beginning of the 2021 college football season. This bourbon will pair perfectly with any tailgate this football season. The bottle will only be sold in Memphis-area retail stores. Fueling Station Straight Bourbon Whiskey from Old Dominic is a 100-proof, high-rye bourbon that is aged a minimum of 4 years in a West Tennessee white oak barrel. A portion of proceeds from these limited-edition bottles will be donated to support Memphis Athletics.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Stretch my hands to you.
Life like, this is what your life like. Try to live the life right. People really know you push your buttons like.
Welcome back to the Gary Parish Show. It is GP's producer, Bennett Doyle, filling in today. He's going to be back from Greece on Tuesday. And I'm fired up. Week one college football is here. No better person to talk to than USA Today's Dan Wolkin. Let's make Dan the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parish Show Big Interview, presented by The Wing Guru, online at thewingguru.com.
So, Dan, when the report came out yesterday from The Athletic that BYU, UCF, Cincinnati, and Houston are all likely to be invited to the Big 12 soon, one of the factors mentioned was that all four schools have large, passionate alumni bases that could be attractive to media partners. You say that is just not true. So, what do you think is the main factor that has led the Big 12 to potentially go with these four schools over, say, a Boise State, Memphis, et cetera?
Yeah, the Big 12 is just trying to survive right now. And look, those eight schools that are left over in the Big 12, it was always a fantasy that they were going to be absorbed into the AAC. That was never going to happen. And honestly, I don't know why anyone ever floated that for a lot of different reasons, you know, despite the fact that the Big 12 is not going to be anything close to the conference that it was. Those schools were still in better position than the AAC to have some type of leftover conference. So basically it was a matter of adding schools and, you know, were they going to add two? Were they going to add four? You know, BYU was always on the top of the list. They bring the biggest fan base. They are definitely the one with the large fan base and a large following for sure.
Mm-hmm.
The others don't really have that. They all have other things. And if you're sitting there ranking the schools available that the Big 12 could have taken, you know, you can make cases and arguments for different factors and different schools or whatever. But I know that they looked at TV metrics and, you know, they looked at a lot of these other factors, geography certainly. You know, you start to look at Cincinnati. Listen, they give West Virginia a travel partner, so somebody, you know, they're not as isolated out there in West Virginia because Cincinnati's fairly close. Like, those types of things start to factor in the discussion when you have nothing else. But this idea that, like, those schools, Houston, UCF, have amazing fan bases that add something to the Big 12 is nonsense. If they did, they would have already been in the Big 12 years ago. They're just trying to survive and pick off who they think are the best schools to fit in their league. And they settled on those four. And, you know, I think some of that makes perfect sense.
So obviously it's kind of a grim day here in Memphis with, you know, everything that's been put into that football program, the facilities and on campus and everything over the past few years. Why is Memphis getting left out, in your opinion?
Well, I don't know that it's ever just one thing, because they're obviously looking at metrics. And, like, I don't think Memphis, again, you can say the television consultants are wrong or it doesn't matter.
Sure.
But I don't think Memphis ranks particularly higher than any of those others on the television metrics in terms of who's actually watching those games. You know, and the other thing, and I think this is a real factor that has hurt Memphis multiple times, and especially in this process with the Big 12 and the last time, is they just have never been able to shake this reputation of being kind of a rogue school, of being kind of a rogue athletic department. You know, always in trouble with the NCAA. I talk to a lot of people around the country, and, you know, there's certainly respect for how Memphis has built the football program and the way that they've won consistently since Justin Fuente's been there. But there is a lot of snickering behind the scenes about Memphis, about Penny Hardaway, about the basketball program, about John Calipari. And let's be honest, Memphis kind of leans into that reputation a little bit as well, of being kind of a rogue program. And whether it's fair or not, whether it's, you know, certainly not the only ones. I mean, you can, LSU and all these other schools that are in trouble with the NCAA, like, I get it, right? But
sure.
I just think in the back of people's minds, like, that is just something that is, as a tiebreaker, is something Memphis just can't get over.
Yeah, and I mean, it looks like this is going to happen. These four schools are likely going to go to the Big 12. And so what does that mean for the AAC? Do you just add three other schools, like from the best available from a lower-tier conference? Like, what do you think happens with the AAC going forward when these schools eventually leave and go to the Big 12?
I guess they'll just add some backfill. I mean, I don't really know. I know for a fact that the AAC has been very much caught off guard by the events of this week. And it's happened very, very quickly. And I don't think there has been any sort of formal discussion or plan in place from the AAC side about what they need to do in response. But I think just sort of obviously, if Memphis and some other schools like want to form a new conference, like there's always opportunities when stuff like this happens for things to shake out in different ways. Obviously, Memphis is now kind of at the head of the class in terms of what's left in the AAC, along with probably, you know, SMU and South Florida. And, I don't know what those schools are going to want to do. You know, maybe you just add some schools, but, you know, you're not looking at, I mean, you're kind of looking at what Conference USA used to be, the old conference that you were just in. Like, you're adding probably, you know, UAB or, Southern Miss, probably not, but I'm sure they're going to be in the conversation. You know, Marshall, Coastal Carolina is kind of a new hot name in the discussion. Georgia State is building like crazy and is in a big market. North Texas, but, like, that's who you're talking about. And so it's I hate to be negative about it, but
no,
it's not a good deal for Memphis.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to keep an eye on. Obviously, looks like this is moving pretty quickly, so I'm sure more stuff will come out over the next few days or weeks. We do have real football. It is week one of the college football season. I want to touch on some of these big stories from last night. First one is, should Tennessee fans be optimistic about the Josh Heupel era? Win 38-6 over a terrible Bowling Green team. But just what were your thoughts on Tennessee overall and where they're headed?
Well, if Tennessee fans want to be optimistic, like, this is the time to be optimistic.
Sure.
Because they're it's a new coaching staff and they're 1-0. So knock yourself out. I mean, I don't know what you really learn against a Bowling Green team that's not particularly good. I think we know that offense is going to be fast and they're going to score some points. I don't know how good Joe Milton really is, but they'll be more interesting to watch, I think, than they were under Jeremy Pruitt. But they don't have a lot of talent. They don't have a good roster. So it's going to be a tough year. I think it's going to be a tough couple years as they get through this roster turnover, potential NCAA sanctions, like whatever they have to deal with. They're going to have to give him time. They're going to have to be patient, which I know they're not very good at in Knoxville, but that's just kind of what it is. And in the meantime, you hope you have more fun days like you had yesterday where you can beat up on some not very good teams.
Yeah. Talking to USA Today's Dan Wolkin, or we're obviously talking about week one of the college football season. Ohio State suffers a bit of a scare last night in their 45-31 win at Minnesota. C.J. Stroud looked good, especially in the second half, through four touchdown passes. Do you still like the Buckeyes to win the Big Ten and to get to the playoff after what you saw last night? I saw over at USATodayCom that you had kind of your dark horses for this season to potentially reach the playoff, and you mentioned Penn State as a competitor for against Ohio State.
Yeah, obviously Ohio State did not look amazing last night, but we're going to see that a lot in the first week, that teams are going to not be as good in week one as they end up being. That happens every year all the time, and we always overreact to it. And we always get caught making grand sweeping conclusions about what teams are going to be after 1 week. And just experience will tell you that week one lies to us a lot. So I'm not going to freak out about Ohio State having a relatively close game where they were in some trouble against Minnesota. I think they're going to get better from that. And I they're still, from a talent standpoint, the absolute class of that conference.
Yep. And finally, looking ahead to this weekend, I mentioned over at USATodayCom, you listed your top five dark horse contenders to reach the college football playoff this season. Number five was TCU, number four, Louisiana Lafayette, number three, Washington, two, Penn State, and number one, the Ole Miss Rebels. Why do you like the Rebels as a potential dark horse team this season to reach the playoff?
Well, I think when I did that, I actually don't think it was to reach the playoff. I think it was just who are your dark horses. I don't think Ole Miss has any realistic shot to make the playoff. I mean, that's not going to happen. But they are going to be a team that on any given Saturday could be really dangerous and interesting. If they can get anything at all, from their defense in a given game, just maybe a couple stops per half, right? They're going to have an opportunity to beat anybody they play. I don't think they have a good enough defense or depth to make a huge run and win the division or anything like that. But I do think that they're going to be fun and they're going to be a team that's very hard to prepare for and to beat, because they're just going to keep coming at you with their skill positions.
Yep. Dan, we appreciate the time as always, man. Enjoy the games this weekend.
Okay, thanks.
All right. That was USA Today's Dan Wolkin. When we come back, Connor, the Grizzlies made another move today. That's all they do this summer is make moves. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the Memphis football game tomorrow. They do play their home opener tomorrow at the Liberty Bowl. We'll do that and more. That's coming up next in Four Stories. You're listening to the Gary Parrish Show. Bennett Doyle in for GP today. I got Connor Dunning here in studio with me. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN.
92.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis's number one sports station.
The Delta Fair is back. September 3rd through the 12th at the Agra Center. Spectacular carnival rides, livestock shows, and thrill shows. Meet Disney superstar Boo Boo Stewart from Disney's hit show, The Descendants. Tons of free shows like a huge circus, Lady Houdini, motorcycle stunt show, White Tigers, petting zoo, and more. Great music featuring Lathan Warlick, Big Smo, The Josephines, and more. Tickets available now at your local Kroger store. Discounted ride wristbands at O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's the Delta Fair, September 3rd through September 12th at the Agra Center.
Howie, I know Robert Irwin Jewelers sells a lot of engagement rings, but what if you've been married for a while and now you can afford something bigger and brighter?
We upgrade it for you. And if you bought your diamond at Robert Irwin Jewelers, you get exactly what you paid for it towards the purchase of a new diamond.
Yeah, but I'm attached to my original diamond.
Well, at Robert Irwin Jewelers, it's simple. I'm going to take your original engagement diamond, and for free, I'm going to put it in a pendant that you're going to get to wear around your neck forever.
Awesome. That was what was holding me back from upgrading.
No reason to hold back now. Come to Robert Irwin Jewelers' 5 locations or online at rijewelers.com.
Ahoy!
Ahoy!
Yoo-hoo! Ahoy!
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 Ahoy there!
Ahoy!
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 Ahoy! In the name of the great Neptune! Ahoy!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with basic plans starting at $100 a year. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for a basic liability policy not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The best thing about fall is the way the world changes colors. And this season, you can change up yours at Lowe's. Now, buy one, get one 50% off on select Signature or Duramax paint and primers in one. And select Valspar exterior stains via rebate. This Labor Day, let's all fall together with Lowe's, in-store and online. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. See store associate or Lowe's.com for details and restrictions. Valid 9/2/21 through 9/8/21. U.S. only.
FanDuel Sportsbook is hooking new users up with enhanced 30-1 odds for the first big college football game of the year. That's right. Pick either Georgia or Clemson to win, and you could turn a $5 bet into a $150 payday. Sign up and make your first deposit to kick off the college football season on America's number one sportsbook. There's no better place to bet college football than FanDuel Sportsbook, where you get those winnings in as little as 24 hours. Other sportsbooks say it, but they can't back it up. So make the most out of college football this week with enhanced 30-1 odds on Georgia versus Clemson. It's the big one. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up using the promo code JSmith so they know we sent you. That's promo code JSMITH. FanDuel, the official partner of 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. Must wager in designated offer market. $10 first deposit required. Bonus for Tennessee users, fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Turn your fall garden into a reason to gather with Lowe's. With our new lower prices on select bagged mulch starting at $2.88 per bag. And Ego Blowers as low as $1.59. This Labor Day, let's all fall together with Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. Selection and product availability varies by location. Offer valid 9/2 through 9/8 while supplies last. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. On that heavy shelf you hung yesterday. Turns out, you didn't use enough anchors. Wait, you didn't use any anchors? Now you've got an open floor plan. Trendy. And if you have the wrong home insurance, you could need a wall of money to fix this. So get home insurance with Allstate and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Stack's Pancake Kitchen for years. Now I'm doing it again and letting you know that Stack's is now open for dine-in, curbside pickup, and delivery. So you know where to go or where to order from if you want a great meal, especially a great breakfast. Everything is terrific, but if you're looking for My favorite item on the menu, it's the now famous Stax Breakfast Burger. Go get it, you'll love it, then you'll get it again. Stax has two locations. One is at 4615 Poplar in East Memphis. The other, 7704 Poplar in Germantown. And you can check the menu online at staxpancakes.com.
So we've been talking about it all week. College football is back. Last night was awesome. I had games on my TV, laptop, tablet, phone. And it's going to be that way for the foreseeable future for a lot of us. Football's back. We got hoops on the way. But if you've got a house full of multiple devices all running at the same time, you got to have Wi-Fi that can power those devices. And that's where Xfinity comes in. Xfinity Internet now offers Wi-Fi speeds over a gig, which is the fastest Wi-Fi you can get. So whether you're working from home like my wife is, doing virtual meetings and conference calls all day, you got kids doing online homework or gaming a lot, or you're just streaming sports and movies all the time like me, you want to make sure you have Wi-Fi speeds that can keep up with your lifestyle. And Xfinity provides that, even at peak times when everyone's online at the same time. This gig speed Wi-Fi has been a complete game changer for our home. I promise it will be for yours, too. And right now, if you sign up for Xfinity Internet, not only are they going to include one of these great voice-controlled Flex 4K streaming boxes free of charge, but they're also going to include Peacock Premium for free on the house as well. So as we approach the best time in the sports calendar, make sure you've got a fast, reliable Wi-Fi connection that allows you to watch it all, and you can get that with Xfinity. To get started, call 1-800-XFINITY, visit Xfinity.com, or you can drop it to a local Xfinity store today for more details.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
God killer, this Tokyo and I'm Godzilla. Playing blackjack versus death gun on the car dealer. Just bought a demon, I'm screaming about the car dealer. Last temptation.
Welcome back to the Gary Parrish Show. It's GP's producer, Bennett Doyle, filling in today. GP's going to be back on Tuesday from his much-needed vacation. And we got a lot to get to right now in four stories. Let's do it.
Four stories at 4:44. Brought to you by Delta Dental of Tennessee. Covering your smile. Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's Four Notable Stories at 4:44. Story number one.
Okay, Connor, so all this talk about the Big 12 expanding has kind of overshadowed the fact that the Tigers, their home opener is tomorrow at the Liberty Bowl. They're taking on Nicholls State. I want to talk about that for a second, but before I do, I want to give you a chance to talk about what you and Jeffrey Wright have going on starting tomorrow on the Odyssey app. Tell me about it.
Very excited about this. I'm very excited about it. It's called BetQL, You in the Action. You're going to be able to hang out with Jeffrey Wright and I from 3 to 7 through the Odyssey app. We're going to be on Twitch. We're actually going to be joined by John Arroyo, a.k.a. Twitch, from 93X back in the day, so that's going to be a ton of fun.
Let's go.
It's basically just going to be, you know, we're going to give you the bets that we like. We're going to do live betting. You're going to watch Jeffrey, the degenerate, freak out and me laugh at him. That's going to then, like, that's what I'm excited about, is that, you know, I'm a cautious gambler, and then we have Jeffrey there, who's just going to be going nuts. You've probably seen his best bets of the day.
Like, yes,
He's got like 15 teams on there, so I'm really excited about it. We're going to have a ton of fun. Tune in, watch us, just hang out with us watching football. We'll probably have some fun segments in there as well. It's a really fun opportunity.
So listeners can check that out in the Odyssey app. And the name of the show again?
It's going to be BetQL, You in the Action. So you're going to be able to find us on Twitch. You can find us through the Odyssey app. Jeffrey and I will both be sending out all the links tomorrow before the show gets started. So tune in, hang out with us. That's what it is. It's just hanging out, watching football with
us. Awesome. So be looking forward to that tomorrow starting at 3 o'clock. I don't know if we have a line for the Memphis game yet or not,
so
do we?
We actually do. So we played Beat the Degenerate today on Giannotto and Jeffrey, and I was the one that went up against Jeffrey trying to beat him.
What is
And
it?
We had to do a deep dive. It's
not on FanDuel.
It's
right
not
now.
Anywhere.
No, no,
it's
no.
Like on Odd Sharks. It's minus 25, Memphis. So,
I mean, I don't know. Like, the thing is like, I know nothing about Nicholls State.
Right.
So what the hell? I mean, I know Memphis is going to beat them tomorrow,
yeah.
Like, knock
that's,
on wood. But come on.
That's the thing. It's kind of like, we know Memphis
hopefully
is going to win
the game.
Hopefully
you don't get a Tulsa situation like happened last night where they lost to an FCS team. But let's be real. The Tigers are going to get this one tomorrow,
yeah, like
you would think. But 25, thoughts? Hello?
I mean,
what'd
we
you
talked
guys
about
say?
It on the show, and like I think Nicholls probably going to cover, but I think Memphis is going to win by like 3 touchdowns. The way I kind of look at it is that Memphis's defense is by far much better than Nicholls State's offense. They have some good skill players, but not that many. So I think Memphis early on is going to kind of blow them out with their offense. They're going to be able to keep them at bay with their defense for a while. They just might get like a field goal in the first half, maybe. It's the second half where I think that's where I'm worried about that cover. Mm-hmm. I don't want a garbage time touchdown getting that 25 line there. So
I get it.
I'm thinking that once kind of like the second and third unit guys go in there, then they may score a little bit. So I think Memphis is going to win the game by 3 touchdowns. That's how I say it.
Okay, I'm going to take Tigers minus 25. Don't threaten me with a good time.
A huge blowout's also fun. Yeah. I hope I'm wrong.
Okay, so as far as the game goes, what I'm looking for, because again, I think Memphis is going to just destroy this team. Want to obviously see the quarterback competition because I think at least two of these guys are going to play. I need to put some respect on that FCS team. UC Davis, Eric Hasseltine, UC Davis alum just texted me. Congrats to UC.
Wait, Eric went to UC Davis?
Yes.
No way.
Yeah.
I'm totally shocked.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. They beat Tulsa last night. The AAC had a horrible night last night. My God.
Yeah, thank God for UCF coming back and winning that game.
F-UCF. Okay, so I'm looking forward to, in the Memphis game, the quarterback competition. I want to see I think everyone assumes Grant Gunnell is going to be the guy, the Arizona transfer. It was listed on the depth chart that it was him or freshman Seth Hennigan out of Texas. So I think we'll see both guys tomorrow. Personally, I want to see Grant Gunnell be awesome tomorrow.
Yeah,
it gives me more reassurance heading into the rest of the season.
Exactly. It feels like his job to lose if he's healthy. So I hope he comes out tomorrow and he shows us what he can do, for sure.
Yeah, hope he's the guy. Hope he puts on a show tomorrow. Give fans hope about that quarterback position. Let's be honest, some uncertainty for the first time in a really long time. We've had a nice run of quarterbacks here in Memphis.
Running backs, too,
and that's the other thing I was going to point out. Want to see how the running game looks tomorrow, likely led by junior Rodriguez Clark and senior Kylan Watkins. We'll see if anyone else emerges from that backfield that wasn't great last season, let's just be honest, but I think has potential to be better this season. So those are the two things I'm really looking forward to tomorrow. And then the defense that is supposed to be much more improved this year. I heard Jason and John talking about this. I think it's true. Like, if you're in the AAC, you need a high-powered offense. Like, these are usually high-scoring games. We've seen it over the years. But I can talk myself into Memphis, you know, being the defensive juggernaut this season. That sounds great to me. So I look forward to checking out that defense, too. But the Tigers take on Nicholls State tomorrow at the Liberty Bowl home opener, 6 o'clock. It's going to be on ESPN+, but, like, I'm sure you can get tickets for a very reasonable price. Get out there, support those guys, and fill up the Liberty Bowl tomorrow.
Story number two.
The Memphis Grizzlies continue to make moves this offseason. They will never stop. They are going to make a move every single week until the actual season starts. So stay tuned for whatever the heck they have next. But today they made a move sending forward Juancho Hernan Gomez to the Boston Celtics for guards Chris Dunn, Carson Edwards, and a 2026 second-round pick swap. So I saw Chris Harrington of the Daily Memphian say earlier that this seems to just be primarily about the pick swap, that it seems unlikely these two guys are going to be on the team. We'll see. Obviously, remember Carson Edwards from Purdue, who you mentioned had a really good summer league at one point. You know, I don't know. I think, are either of these guys better than Tyus? Like, doubt it. Are either of these guys better than D'Anthony Melton that could give them a run for those men? No, I don't think so.
Right.
So. Yeah, I think that it's more than likely that they're moved again or bought out, because where are we at right now on the roster? Are we at 18, 19
so
players?
They're going to have to cut it, right now. I think that they're going to have to cut 3 guys. I think that they're at 18 right now because we cut Rondo, and there was one more left. Like, there's so many guys that they have.
There's so
weighed.
Many guys, yeah.
I'm forgetting who they – it was Rondo and someone else recently that they got rid of, so I think they're down to 18. So they got to get rid of 3 more. And I think Aturo's – by the way, Daniel Aturo still on the team technically from the Clippers trade.
So he'll be one.
He'll be one of them. Carson Edwards, unfortunately, I don't think he has really any shot to make this team, so he'll be the other one. Chris Dunn, I told you, I think he has like a 10% chance to make that team, and that's just because he truly is an elite defender, so having him on the defensive end would be nice. Yeah. But I think that DeAnthony Melton does everything that Chris Dunn does for you, except he can actually shoot the basketball. Mm-hmm. So I would rather give that spot to Sam Morrell, just a cheap three-point shooter that could cut him off the bench and fill it up every once in a while if he needs to. So, yeah, it's one of the tradeceptions. It's a trade for a trade. So there's definitely going to be some more coming. I got to say, though, man, like, every time I get that Woj notification with the Grizzlies, like, my heart, like, goes nuts. Because mm-hmm. especially with all of the players that are disgruntled right now, like, you just never know if that hammer's coming. I don't think it is, but every time I get a Woj notification, I'm like, Grizzlies trade! And then I'm like, oh, man, it's another tradeception.
I know, yeah. No, it's really is true. It's like an ongoing joke at this point. But, like, I like it that they're shaping this team.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, you know, it's never dull. Like, and it's kind of fun. Like,
we know what they're doing. Like, the 2026 pick swap is great. Getting picks is always a good thing. And then, you know, Carson Edwards, he has I think it's a team option next year, so it's essentially an expiring contract. Chris Dunn's the same thing. They're making these moves for money reasons and to build assets. So I'm mm-hmm. totally cool with it. As long as they don't touch the core of the guys, I'm good. And then, like, now today that came out, it was that Portland was interested in Dylan Brooks before they went out after Larry Nance. Now, if I had to guess, I think the Grizzlies probably gave 0% talk to that at all. Like, there's no reason. I will say it does warm my heart, though, that Dylan Brooks being in trade rumors this year has sent our fan base into panic. Like, people do not want Dylan Brooks to be traded.
That's what I was going to say is I do not like seeing those pop up as much as they are popping up. I mean, listen, if you're the Grizzlies and you want to contend for a championship one day with Ja, like, you listen to everything. Of course you do. Like, that's, you know, we're not where we want to be yet. That being said, like, I'm a big Dylan Brooks guy. Like, I think that guy, it can be a big part of what you do and potentially be a part of what you do on a team that contends. So I think he's going to keep getting better. You know, he has gotten better, especially defensively. So, you know, I want Dylan here for the long haul. I hope that the Grizzlies do as well. And also another little point about that deal that happened today. Can't be completed until September 15th, according to Woj. So you'll have to wait a little bit longer to find out the fates of Chris Dunn and Carson Edwards.
Story number 3.
Some more NBA news. LaMarcus Aldridge is coming out of retirement, which is awesome. He got cleared by doctors, obviously had the heart issue and had to retire unexpectedly from the Brooklyn Nets last year. He's rejoining the Nets on a one-year deal. I've always liked LaMarcus Aldridge, man. You know, when he was younger and playing for the Blazers, Z-Bo used to really give it to him, like, bad.
We like him because the Grizzlies beat the hell out of him for years. He didn't beat us. That's why we like him.
but I like his game. I've always liked him as a player. He seems like a good dude, so good for him. I'm glad that he was able to overcome that because that's terrible. I mean,
awful.
He's not a young guy in NBA terms, but he's still a young guy in real life. Like, to have to retire especially on a year when you think you have a chance to win a championship, and now you really have a chance to win a championship because they're going to be healthy coming into the season. I'm glad for him. Like, that's really cool. Other news with the Brooklyn Nets, they are trading DeAndre. This was a funny nugget in this whole deal. Let me pull up the exact Woj tweet because it made me laugh. Okay, Brooklyn is trading center DeAndre Jordan, 4 future second-round picks and $5 million to the Detroit Pistons for Jahlil Okafor and Dumboye. Good job, man. Pistons plan to work through a buyout on 2 years, $20 million owed to Jordan. Nets will save $47 million in salary and tax on the deal. I just think it's so funny that 4 future second round picks, man. We've seen it with the Grizzlies, man. They mean nothing. Well, like, they mean nothing.
Here's what the Nets have. How many here's the Nets picks that they've traded away. 2022 first, 2022 second, 2023 first and second, 2024 first and second, 2025 first and second, 2026 first and second, and 2027 first.
And you know what's hilarious?
They're basically like, we got to win now, and then we're going to suck for a decade.
Well, you know what's hilarious about that is it's exactly what they did with KG,
yes,
Paul Pierce. Like, they did the exact same thing all those years ago with those guys when they went all in and completely failed in that venture. I think they'll likely have a little more success this time around if they can stay healthy.
Yeah, he's better than he's like a 35-year-old KG.
He's not bad at basketball, no. I think he's got a few years left in the tank, that Kevin Durant guy. So, yeah, we'll see what happens with them. But DeAndre Jordan, he's expected to be bought out by the Pistons and join the Lakers, to which you pointed out to me before the before we talked about this. That could be the end for Mark in L.A.
Which drives me insane. I don't understand what the Lakers are trying to do at their center position there. Marc Gasol is the perfect fit there. He helps spread your floor. DeAndre Jordan does everything you don't need him to do for them. It makes no sense to me why they would sign him. I think it's probably a LeBron friend type of deal thing that's going to go down. It's unfortunate because Mark, I think, can still really give them some good
Me
minutes.
Too.
When you go back and you look at the offensive sets last year when they were fully healthy and Mark was in there, they were great. They were really good defensively. They were really good offensively.
Agreed.
They just never really gave him a shot to do what he was supposed to do. They put him in weird lineups. And when he was on the floor with LeBron and Anthony Davis, it worked. So it makes no sense to me why you want to send out – because Mark's a better defender than DeAndre Jordan. He's a better passer, mm-hmm. and he's a better scorer. So what the hell – why? It makes no sense.
Yeah. So those are your NBA nuggets for today.
Story number four.
All right, every time I have Connor here in studio with me, we always do an entertainment segment because we're both massive movie nerds. So it is a big movie weekend for Labor Day weekend. We have a brand new Marvel movie, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. This is getting surprisingly really, really good reviews, like 92% on Rotten Tomatoes right now. I'm seeing really good things about this one. Apparently, it ties into the whole Marvel Cinematic Universe at large, and there's supposedly like a big surprise in the movie that
it
sets up.
It got spoiled for me, man.
Don't tell me.
I'm not going to tell you.
Whoa, calm down.
Just don't go look at Screen Rant.
Okay. So it supposedly sets up a huge surprise, this one. But the reason I wanted to bring it up is because it's in theaters only, which they didn't do that with Black Widow. They did it simultaneously where you could buy it on, or you could pay that premium price to watch it on Disney Plus as well. It came out the same time as it was in theaters. They're not doing that with Shang-Chi. And the early numbers suggest that it's not going to do as good at the box office as even Black Widow did, which had the Disney Plus release simultaneously. So I guess why is that happening? Because it's a new Marvel movie. I think personally it's because it's a character that not a lot of people know. Like when there was all the hype behind Black.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.